This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. We're in the season of big ticket movies, The Hobbit, Annie, Night at the Museum. But the movie business, it's just not doing great right now. The Weeknd is the fifth one in a row that lagged behind last year. And ticket sales for the whole year are down 5%. On top of all that, you've got The Interview. Sony pulled the movie, but said over the weekend that it would be released, even if it doesn't know exactly where or how. We check in with Grantland's Wesley Morris when we want to talk movies. Wesley, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. So it sounds like Sony wants to get The Interview out somehow. What choices does it have?
An enema, maybe? I mean, they have many options at their disposal. You know, what put them in this corner in the first place was not simply caving. It was the fact that they literally had no place to release the movie. And so now they're promising to release the movie. They just don't have a venue to do that yet.
Will they find one? Do you think somebody will say yes, or they'll put it on Crackle, I guess?
I mean, it would be quite sad if Sony suddenly just couldn't innovate a way to distribute this movie. Odds seem very high that video on demand or some streaming platform will be the primary way to see this movie.
Right.
And so the sort of audience response to the release of that movie is going to be interesting.
The Interview aside, if you're a movie theater, how do you get people to come back to the theater?
I don't know. I mean, haven't they kind of tried everything? I mean, Hollywood is, I mean, they've allegedly changed the quality of projection, but that's a crapshoot from theater to theater. So I don't know if you're a theater what exactly you do. I mean, you can't put anything else in the popcorn to make it good. I mean, 3D was a thing for a minute. These like large scale spectacles were presumed to be a real draw. And for a moment they were. But I think the movie industry got really dependent on them. And I think we're reaching a plateau period.
Is there a movie that you are really excited to go see this holiday season?
No. I mean, this time of year, it's astonishing the way the studios, all of them, I mean, the smaller ones and the larger ones, I've been calling it Dumpcember, basically, because you've got maybe 30 movies just dropped into the end of the year to qualify for awards.
Right.
I wish that they would take this cluster of December movies and just space them out. But I think, yeah, obviously the fear is that if you won an award at the end of the year, you have to assume that voters have no attention span and can only respond to an avalanche of movies.
Wesley Morris is a film critic at Grantland. Thanks so much.
Thank you.